All right, 5 o'clock. If you're looking for Harbaugh discussion, Odyssey.com rewind. We spent plenty of time on it. We're done with it. I have a question. So I read an article and it really got me thinking. And there are several. I mean, you can go anywhere you want. Viewership for the Summer Olympics is through the roof. And there's one problem. I don't know who the hell's watching it. I don't know anybody who watches this garbage. Like right now, USA and Brazil are on. Who cares? Like, I don't. Hey.
You really don't?
I'm being serious. I know I'm probably the problem. I know I'm probably the outlier. Someone help me. I haven't watched 10 seconds of the Olympics, nor will I. I don't care. It means nothing. All the Olympics are is a grift that usually puts the country that hosts it into bankruptcy.
That may be true.
And it's just a bunch of sports no one cares about and people I'll never see again. Help me understand this.
Mike, you are.
Because David is like upset now.
No.
Not upset.
You are truly in the minority because for you, if it's not football, basketball, or horse racing, it's
baseball,
much,
hockey.
Yeah. But the Olympic sports, there are people watching. Now, for a lot of people, I think it's background noise. You may have it on, and then you kind of dip in and dip out like a baseball game. The best thing that ever happened to the Olympics was Peacock and streaming because it broke down every event. So guess what? You didn't have to watch everything. If you want to watch track and field, boom, go to the track and field link and you just watch that. You want to watch gymnastics, and gymnastics is always big in the Summer Olympics. You could just watch gymnastics. If you want to watch the hoop team, you can do that. So yeah, the streaming part of this, it was like it was made for the Olympics.
Well, let me support Rico's point before David lectures us. The opening Sunday of competition drew NFL-like numbers, averaging 41.5 million viewers across all NBC platforms. That nearly equaled the 42 million who watched the most-watched regular season game, Cowboys-Commanders Thanksgiving weekend. Through Thursday's NBC, this is just about this weekend, NBC primetime coverage was averaging 34 million across all platforms, up 79% from Tokyo.
Yeah.
One problem. I don't know any of these 42 million people.
You do, Mike.
No one I know watches.
I've watched it. David's watched it. Kenny's watched it.
No, you're losers, though. There's a difference. I'm talking about winners.
No.
They gave away 60 medals over the weekend. So I know a lot of people were watching, but I'm going to call Bula Bula on the numbers.
Okay.
Because of streaming. Streaming has changed everything, and I don't think that's true numbers to what people are watching on the television. I have not used Peacock once during these Olympics. I've watched everything I've wanted to and needed to by watching regular cable. Right. USA, NBC, CNBC, whatever it's on, I've watched. I've been just fine.
I've used Peacock because it was easier to find the event that I cared about.
He's such a TV exec scumbag.
Well,
go ahead. You keep shilling for that streaming, you piece. Can't wait. Yeah, hey, Rico, what are you up to? I'm watching Maryland and Illinois on the Peacock.
Now, what I will say is it will make it convenient because there were times I was watching archery and they didn't finish the broadcast. They went to maybe soccer was starting, so they would go to the soccer mat, and I had to go and wait for them to come back and show me the results.
Right, and the other thing, like if you miss an event, they'll have the entire race or they'll have whatever. You could just click on that and you just watch that race.
And that happened. I know you're going to laugh, Mike. I watched the road race, the men on Saturday, the women on Sunday. That's a 4-hour, 5-hour thing.
That's loser.
My goodness. So I'm watching on CNBC. Of course, they're going in and out because they have other things they can show in the middle of a 5-hour race.
So let me ask you two this, you two fine Olympiad supporters. Have you watched, this is again from one of the articles, Peacock's whip around highlight show, The Gold Zone? It's become the breakout star of the Olympics.
It's basically the red zone. I have not.
Okay.
Because there's very few events that really I want to watch. Other than, because basketball, you know they're going to win. But yeah, like track and field, that was fun because nothing was guaranteed in any of those races.
See, I did take a look at that over the weekend because I said they gave away like 60 medals on Saturday and Sunday alone. So I wanted to see how they jumped in and out to the different things. There was things going on for discus,
right?
For shot put.
The dude whose wrench knocked down the pole vault?
Okay.
Never seen something like that.
I was going to say Noah Lyles.
I think he won in the end. I think he won in the end after that situation.
He literally knocked his nuts right off the bar and took it down. I mean, Stoney showed me that highlight yesterday. There's my Olympic coverage. That's all.
Thing is, he's probably more popular now.
I was about to say, that Olympic Village.
Before the match.
They probably love him there.
Hey, you lost? Wait a minute. You're that guy, aren't you?
I think that guy's actually getting like OnlyFans requests from stars on Only. I'm not joking. I think that's actually a thing.
When he, put it this way, Olympic Village is going to be pretty nice for him.
I mean, Stoney showed me because you know Stoney, he's a purveyor of all things creepy and or perverse. And he's like, you're not going to believe it. This French dude knocked the pole vault bar down with his boner. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, all right, we're not doing this on the air. So then he showed me during a break, and I'm like,
that actually happened.
Wow, I'll be damned. Stoney was onto something here. So I wanted to ask the question. It's just the numbers say the Olympics are taking over everything, that they are outdrawing the highest profile NFL games of the year. I don't watch any of it. I don't care. Oh, by the way, Snoop Dogg gets paid $500,000 a day to be in Paris. How does that work?
It's good to be the king.
No, but how does it work? How did you go from gin and juice to making $500,000 a day?
Or the same way that Ice Cube is making Disney movies.
Are we there yet?
Right. Great, the same man film. Who F'd the police. Oh, are we there yet? Okay.
21 Jump Street. 2-4.
You'd be amazed.
248-539-9797. If you are all into it, I'd love to hear from you. But I also would like to know, are there any of my people out there who go, what the heck? Why you would anyone?
Mike, you know what you are? And this may put it in perspective, because I always wonder, when the Super Bowl comes on, who's like the other 60% of the country who's
that
not watching the Super Bowl?
It. Now that, great question.
That's you. Right now, with the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because you're like, wow, they got 40% of the people are watching Super Bowl. Well, what the heck were the other 60% of the people watching?
Yeah,
that's
no, you're
with
right.
The Olympics.
It's very true. I guess for me, I just can't, like, what am I supposed to, I'm watching badminton. I have great pride in this.
I love it. I love watching
it. No, David,
it.
You.
I've watched it.
David,
you're
the same guy who watches the Combine.
That is very
you're
true.
You're not
so I'm
the
crazy.
Type of person I associate with. I only speak to you because I work with you. I don't like anything about your viewing habits. You're a loser.
I sit here and go crazy when the Combine is on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Kenny has been laughing at me.
Yes.
All last week he was laughing at me as I was paying attention to... You know, let's just say archery. I was watching that.
Wow. Okay, no.
Paying attention.
In all seriousness, you go to talk to David pre-show, and David is doing passive listening. Like, he's not really listening to you.
They were finishing up a race. Give me a second.
Tablet. Like, David, I think I'm just going to quit the show and quit and become a priest. All right, so what are we going to do for two? David, I just said I was quitting. Okay, and what now? Yeah, he's not paying attention. He's on his tablet.
All right. Where are you with the Olympics? All in or all out? Just state your case. Then I'm only kidding with David. I don't care if he likes the Olympics. It doesn't matter to me. I don't know anyone watching him. I don't. Now here, David, okay, fine. I work with David. It's just, David's a weirdo.
Maybe like the wife's not watching it?
Hell no. No time for this crap.
No, I'm just saying it's the Olympics have a huge demographic with women. Love watching.
I know. It's just, why am I supposed to care? Help me care.
You don't have to.
You don't have to.
You don't
no,
have
I,
to.
I feel just, like these just, numbers are telling me I should.
It just means he hates America.
Wow.
All right, you know
okay,
what?
Okay, then. Live from the Kremlin, it's Saturday night. Jesus, man. 248-539-9797. All right, well, we've sparked a real conversation here. I've just asked the question, you all in or all out on the Olympics? I'm all out. I don't watch him. I don't care about him. I'm not mad if you do, but I was blown away by the TV numbers. Now, are they trumped up? Is it more of Rico's, you know, shell game with his network friends? You know,
no,
again,
I think they're legit.
42 million people are watching the Olympics, which matches the highest NFL game, and that's across all NBC streaming platforms. I just wanted to know where you're at with it. David, take a text and we'll go to the people. Go ahead.
I don't mess with the Gold Zone, but I tune in for the primetime rebroadcast every night. I record it and start it a bit late so I can skip anything. That is James in Rochester.
All right.
Someone else says, I'm 100% with you, Mike. Don't care about any of the Olympics, but my brother, sister-in-law, who don't watch any of the big four sports, have been watching it nonstop on Peacock.
See, that makes more sense. They're not sports fans, so this is like something unique for them.
Snoop Dogg is entertaining. He is crip walking horses. That was great to see.
Listen, I don't hate the hustle. I just, like I said, 500 grand for him to attend, not to do a concert. Every day he's in Paris, he's making half a mil to just be there.
Yeah, or if you really want something funny, the Keenan and Kevin Hart little summary of everything.
Correct.
Well, they just kind of make fun of all the events that happened that day. So there's so many platforms and elements to this game. For the hardcore, I got to watch my sports, to the casual person, to just the, you know what, give me the highlights. The old Sports Center, just give me the brief highlights of what happened that day.
I am watching the Olympics, loving it. Badminton, table tennis, gymnastics, swimming, God. European handball, and many more.
Unbelievable. All right, let's go to Nick, 97.1. Hi, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good, Mike. How are you guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, so your original question wasn't so much are you all in or out as who are these people? And the first thing I thought of is, you know, in the movie Flight Club, when Ed Norton is talking about single-serving friends on an airplane?
Yes.
So these in the Olympics, you get single-serving heroes. And I think why that's appealing to people, particularly as you were just talking about, people who don't really watch sports, is that when you watch a game with somebody who's really not into sports, take my wife, she'll sit down and say, okay, now which one is the guy that we don't like because he was just suspended for beating his wife, and which guy's the one who just overcame cancer that we really like? And you, as more than anyone, know the amount of effort that has to go into really following sports.
Yes.
And in the Olympics, you get these people who show up out of the blue, this guy from Turkey that we learned that he got angry and learned how to shoot, and then he goes and he, you know, becomes a world celebrity for all of 8 minutes. But it has those short storylines that people can learn everything they need to learn in the 5 minute lead up to the event. And then they're also really simple sports, so everyone can feel like they're an expert. So instead of some idiot sitting there going, hey, why don't these guys break out the Wildcat? They can watch somebody running in a straight line and go, oh, boy, he really knows how to pick up his knees. Or you know, you have to know literally nothing to have some kind of opinion about what they're doing right or wrong. So you take those two things together and I think for a lot of people, following sports is like being dropped into the middle of Game of Thrones. They don't understand it, and this makes it accessible for them.
Nick, let me further your point. In the break, Kenny and I are watching water polo, and we're trying to figure out the rules of the game, and why are these two off to the side, and they're not allowed to participate?
They're in the penalty.
Is that what that is?
And they're in that red little box in the water, they're in a penalty.
Because I'm like, how come this team has two people in there, but the other one doesn't?
The other one hit the portal.
Now, Rico, imagine that was your life every Sunday and that you didn't understand what a first down was or what holding was. And then all of a sudden someone presents you with a nice, clean story of this person just has to swim faster than the person next to him.
He's right.
Now Nick, you can get your fix.
Nick, you're right. You know what it is? It's fast food for sports people. Yeah. You're basically packaging up, here's your little fries, here's your burger, we'll even give you a beverage. Oh, and by the way, this dude grew up on a goat farm, and now he's here trying to win a medal.
Yeah, he grew the potatoes.
And half the competitions can fit into an Instagram reel. What's better for today? Thanks, guys. Appreciate you taking the call.
Nick, thanks, appreciate Nick. Nick explained it in a way that, yes, I understand that.
Yeah, it's very compact, it's simple. You don't have to watch all of the Olympics. You pick and choose what you want, and you throw away the rest.
I'm not sure I'm comfortable with Turkish guy got angry, learned to shoot.
Okay. Have you not seen the video of this guy? Like, you got trained Olympians out there with, like, goggles and headphones. Old boy looks like he just finished puffing a heater, turned to the side like he was straight out of a Clint Eastwood movie.
No glasses,
and finished second.
So Nikola Jokic arrived at the Olympics.
Pretty much, yes. I mean, you're like,
can you show me this man?
I can. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to see this. Let me go to Tom in the meantime. Now you've got my attention. Let's go to Tom, 97.1.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Tommy.
I got three things. First, David, your brother cards are getting taken away. You know way too many of these odd sports. Archery, water polo. The boys in the city are taking your card away, number one.
It's been gone for a while.
We also do have a drop of David claiming he may, in fact, be white. So it is under review.
He does like deviled eggs, remember? Secondly, the numbers are skewed, Mike, because it's spread around, 40, 50 different sports, where an NFL game, that $42 million is based on one specific game.
Yeah.
So, plus with all the streaming services. And thirdly, I think a majority of the people watching it are pervs like Stoney watching beach volleyball, gymnastics, and these women wearing their thongs and everything.
Oh, dear.
That's just my thought.
Okay, all right. I don't know about the last. Now, do you watch the – oh, my God. He just showed me the Turkish guy, Tommy.
Well, go look at the beach volleyball girls.
Noted.
Don't do it on the station computer.
Don't do it on the work computer. Do it on your phone or whatever.
Everybody calm down. We're good.
But that's going to explain a lot because there are a lot of people like
David,
Tony
do you co-sign
there.
That? Is that your
they
thing?
They are great athletes.
David doesn't watch women's beach volleyball here at work.
They are great athletes.
So why is the Turkish guy such a big story?
Because everybody, when you look at him,
you have to show him what the regular people wear.
He literally looks like just dude off the street.
It's just like a plumber holding a gun.
Like everybody else is out there. Let me find, they're out there looking, okay, I got the special ear things on and goggles. He's just regular. He just showed up.
He looks like a guy who showed up after bowling league on Tuesday night.
Correct.
He's at the range.
Yes. Correct.
So let me find what the other ones look like. Because he's all over the place.
Okay, that's fine. We've got plenty of time. We'll go to Cliff, 97.1. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Cliff. What's up?
Well, I'm going to say this, that first of all, I'm a hardcore Lions fan, so let me get that out of the way. But in terms of the Olympics, it's good watching. These are the finest athletes in the world and at the highest level of competition. So, I suggest you check it out. It's worth watching, without a doubt. I'm all in. I've been watching the Olympics for decades and with my daughter. So we watch it like crazy. So that's all I can tell you.
It's all good. Cliff, it's just something, like I said, I feel like I'm kind of left out of the party. I don't watch it. I don't get it. And then I read the TV numbers and I went, well, damn, I'm definitely the problem here because the numbers are massive. And then, yes, I work with two people watching water polo. Not the best moment.
It's riveting.
No, Kenny and I were just trying to figure out the rules on the fly. I don't really get this, but who's winning?
See, but that's one thing I love about the Olympics is because every 4 years, you can remind yourself, look up the rules, and then you just forget it. And then it comes back around, and you're like, huh?
But see, I think I'd be more interested if you came up with a highlight reel of people failing. It would be like the oopsies, or what was the Sports Center, the not top 10. If you presented me an Olympic program of people completely in a catastrophic manner failing, I would watch that.
There were some crashes in the road cycling.
Right. You show me that. You show me a gymnast flying into the sun. I don't know. I would go that route.
Yeah, the diving contest was interesting to see. Kenny's right there.
Or Stoney's French pole vaulter.
That's a oopsie.
Knocked the bar off with his own chandelier. Those things, that's wow, okay. I can't do it. Did you guys, what are you about to show me?
Oh, no, I'm just going to show you what a normal person looks like. Go ahead, keep talking.
No, I want you to show me.
I'm trying to pull up the photo.
Okay.
Here we go. So, yeah.
Okay, so that's what a real Olympian looks like.
Yes. In the shooting, yeah.
Right. He just came in with a t-shirt and a gun.
I think he has some earbuds in, but that's it.
Earbuds and a gun.
The other guy looks like Donnie from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Got it.
This guy's uniformed up, got the specialty.
This other cat just showed up in a stained polo shirt and pointed a gun.
Right.
Okay, I do find the humor in that.
Right. That's amazing.
Nicole Jokic, yeah, he just walked in like you could. It looks like he just finished puffing on a heater.
I was gonna say the only way it gets better is he had a cigarette hanging
right
out his mouth. Like if it was like Leland 1989. Yes. Jesus,
looking like a garage mechanic.
Did he win?
He came in second.
Good for him.
All the rest of them are like, what am I doing wrong?
This other guy's got night vision goggles on. It's unbelievable.
Right. You almost think, like, was he just like a former assassin who had nothing to do and said, you know what, I'll just go out for the team.
Probably better you don't know that.
That's true.
All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. Unlike yesterday, we weren't held captive by Wojo out there. I mean, it was chaos. He seems to be in a better headspace today. Also, Rico was watching water polo. So just really a lot happening. What do you have on ticket text as we hit the home stretch here?
Eric from Ypsilanti says, I only watch Peacock for the Olympics, same as Rico, so I can watch the complete event of those that I want to watch. Also, see events they don't put on the other station.
Oh, you mean like Michigan State football? It's no, going to drive me nuts having to stream football this fall. I hate it.
How about this?
What?
Let me just tell you what happens with Michigan State. You don't have to watch it. I know you're going to say, I got a radio show. No, you don't. I'll watch it for you, and I'll give you a detailed breakdown. I'm going to save your sanity, Mike.
Here's the preview of what's happening most Saturdays to them. Wait, where is it? Right
just,
there.
You know what? Just walk away.
Tell me.
I'll give you the breakdown.
Can you just tell me, please? Do you understand it is like minus 140 to bet the under 4.5? What the hell? How could MSU possibly go 4?
Mike, they're the unknown. They have 62 brand new players.
Thank God.
Okay, so therefore, they could end up being just like we think they are, or they can end up being great. No one knows. So you just take the safest route. That's why.
All right, take it easy. David, go ahead.
You know, true story? Like one of the players had like this fundraiser because his mother's sick. So, and I'm literally sitting there, and I'm like, I only know two players in here. Like,
Well, it's funny you say that. We're going to do, you know, I've been saying to you we were going to do positive college football stuff this month so you don't feel bad about yourself. We're going to do one negative. We're going to sit down before this season starts, and I'm going to set an over-under on how many players Rico and I can name on Michigan State's roster.
Yeah, I mean,
no studying, no BS. Yeah. Time limit.
I'm like, okay, that's Dylan Tatum, that's Chuck Brantley, and that's Nick Marsh. And I'm assuming all of these other athletic brothers are on the team. I have no idea who they are.
The athletic brothers.
They was like, yeah, that's your secondary room. Okay.
Yeah. Who?
I didn't know.
Once again, another way Rico's wrecked everything. David, go ahead.
I'm watching the Olympics because what else am I going to watch? Another episode of The Office that I've watched 47 times? It's just something different.
And definitely not Tiger Baseball, even though they're back on TV, which is nice. But
it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Again, what do you want me to say? I mean, I brought it up yesterday, and it's probably the last time we bring up anything Tiger-related before – unless Jackson Jobe made a miracle start or something. It's all about the offseason. If they have another offseason like the last two, forget it. They have to begin behaving differently.
We're not following Max Clark?
No, because what you do in A-ball doesn't mean anything to me.
It was double A now, I thought.
No, it's high A.
It is high. It's
A-ish.
There's still not a second A there.
By the time you get to double A, you're two levels away from being at the level I need you at.
He's going to start next year in double A, and he still won't be on the major league team.
Close.
From Ryan, someone says, I've watched the Olympics nonstop since opening night. Who doesn't watch the Olympics? It's the highest level of competition.
In sports, no one cares about. The highlight was what Stoney showed me.
It's why they're called Olympic sports.
Right. Sports no one cares about. The sports I don't want to fund so I have more money for my football program.
It's wrestling on right now. That's important.
It's 60% of the people who don't watch the Super Bowl. They watch the Olympics.
But they're losers. You have to watch
the Super Bowl. You realize they say the same about you.
That's fine.
Okay.
I watch football, a real sport that makes money. And those people watch fencing.
Here's the other beautiful thing about the Olympics, though. You're not going to like this, Mike, but it's kind of like horse racing.
The events, no, the events don't last that long.
Right.
So you don't have to sit there and invest 4 hours of your day. In 15 minutes, you can see everything you need to see.
Right, and there's a champion. Like, you sit down every night, you're going to see, like, a game seven of the World Series.
So, yeah, it's like when you watch the different horse races, okay, you get the backstory on the trainers and on the horse.
Look at the white horse.
3 minutes
look at the
later,
gray horse.
That's fine.
The race is over.
That's fine.
No, I'm coming over to Mike's side. Yeah. I love the Olympics generally, but I hate them now because I've just learned that that's why there are no new binge-worthy shows coming out.
No, it's true. They There's don't nothing on the Netflix.
Unveil them during the Olympics.
Oh.
So I'm
that's why they're waiting for the
Connor
Stallions doc.
Dateline. Pause because of the Olympics.
Yes, so I'm watching all the old Datelines, which are always great.
But I'm telling you, fear thy neighbor.
Fear thy neighbor. I got that down. All right.
You got to watch Drive to Survive.
No, it's F1
racing.
No.
You got to learn Wojo. Wojo likes mayhem and crime.
That's why he likes Michigan football.
I knew you were going to use that line again.
Wojo needs blood, gore, sex, and that's what I said.
Fear
murder.
Thy neighbor goes from, hey, how you doing there, Bob? And come on over for the barbecue to there's a shotgun being cocked.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And there's deer dead in the back.
Now, was that a documentary?
No, it's a reenactment.
Yeah,
ooh, I like those.
It's true story reenactment.
Where was this at?
Mike gave me something
Max.
Called The Rookie or something.
It's on Max.
That's a good show.
Here's the problem. The Rookie is too mundane for Bob.
Is that the baseball movie? With
No.
With that Dennis Quaid?
I was trying to give him, he said just something easy to watch, like not that thought-provoking. I didn't realize everything had to be kidnapping and murder and, you know, Satan worship.
Yeah, those three are pretty good usually.
All right. Yeah.
Animal sacrifice?
I've learned Wojo's taste. So,
Yes. For sure.
And he's a big fan of malignant narcissists. All right. I'm just,
here so I don't get fined. I just got, 45 more seconds
to
go.
Yeah, that's all you got. Well, I must admit, driving in, when Mike's little tease was, I was looking at the Olympic ratings, and I thought you were about to say, boy, are they bottoming out. And it's the opposite, which I did not realize either, that they're going through the roof. And it somewhat surprises me, too, because I haven't watched that much.
I'm going to say Peacock and NBC. The Peacock format is perfect.
Do you get a share of revenue from Peacock?
It is amazing. He's You're the only guy I know that likes to stream.
Excuse me?
It's the biggest pain in the ass.
Oh, hey, guys, I was watching Illinois Rutgers on Peacock,
because
and I'm
it's
like,
same,
I hate
no, no.
you.
It's the same reason why Mike hates going to streaming and back and forth. Once you're on the app, you don't have to leave the app.
I guess the app gives you 4K, which is kind of nice, too.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I can see all of the losing in 4K clarity.
There you go.
Mike,
you need some joy in
here. Hey, Mike, go ahead and download Peacock. Go ahead.
Yeah. I only do the streaming. I only do the streaming when I'm drinking beer a lot. That's the only time. That I ever.
So you got a healthy stream.
You guys are really okay.
Well,
I'm
trying to get Rico to walk out.
I'm just happy you're not angry today.
No, I'm not angry at all. Please.
What is the lead?
Some lion stuff. You and your little mean Giants are picking on the little Lions.
Listen, we're
stop that crap.
We're terrible,
dude. How about your boy Neighbors?
He's
all over the place.
I feel like I've drafted Odell Beckham Jr. again.
Yeah,
MVP.
Wow. Yeah,
MVP.
He's got 2 touchdowns. He's caught 17 of like
Justin
passes.
Justin who?
Justin who? But Terry Arnold got him in that one play. That led to the fight, right?
We're terrible.
Uh-huh.
He went after Kirby Joseph.
I know.
You punch him in the face.
Yeah, there you go. And you break your hand in the face mask. Why not? All over. But real quick, do you like the fights or no?
No.
You know what?
I don't really either.
I mean, they're pointless.
I know, but fans love them.
The MVP was Dan Skipper, who basically told Sewell, get the hell out of there. Okay, once you start making $200 million, you don't fight anymore.
Sewells,
you pay our fines.
No,
you don't fight.
They're in New Jersey. The Giants were about to make Sewell disappear forever.
Once again, that's pretty easy to do around that stadium.
That's what I'm saying.
You make over $200 million, you pay our fines, you don't fight.
Maybe that's where Stallions put the hard drives.
Could be. With Hoffa.
Right next to Hoffa's body.
Look at that.
Right?
You find one, you find them both.
It's in the north end zone on the left pylon. That's what I grew up believing.
It's the old stadium, isn't it?
Yeah,
I thought he was buried under Maccas Red Fox, which is now one of the Amos.
All right, I'm glad your voice.
Oh, God.
We're done. All right, David, a couple of ticket techs. Unlike yesterday, we weren't held captive by Wojo out there. I mean, it was chaos. He seems to be in a better headspace today.
Also, Rico was watching water polo. So just really a lot happening. What do you have on Ticket Text as we hit the home stretch here?
Eric from Ypsilanti says, I only watch Peacock for the Olympics, same as Rico, so I can watch the complete event of those that I want to watch. Also, see events they don't put on the other station.
Oh, you mean like Michigan State football? It's going to drive me nuts having to stream football this fall. I hate it.
How about this?
What?
Let me just tell you what happens with Michigan State. You don't have to watch it. I know you're going to say, I got a radio show. I don't watch. No, you don't. I'll watch it for you, and I'll give you a detailed breakdown. I'm going to save your sanity, Mike.
Here's the preview of what's happening most Saturdays to them. Wait, where is it? Right there.
You know what? Just walk away. Tell me. I'll give you the breakdown.
Can you just tell me, please? Do you understand it is like minus 140 to bet the under 4.5? What the hell? How could MSU possibly go 4?
Mike, they're the unknown. They have 62 brand new players.
Thank God.
Okay, so therefore, they could end up being just like we think they are, or they can end up being great. No one knows. So you just take the safest route. That's why.
All right. Take it easy. David, go ahead.
True story? Like, one of the players had, like, this fundraiser because his mother's sick. So, and I'm literally sitting there, and I'm like, I only know two players in here. Like,
Well, it's funny you say that. We're going to do... You know, I've been saying to you we were going to do positive college football stuff this month so you don't feel bad about yourself. We're going to do one negative. We're going to sit down before this season starts, and I'm going to set an over-under on how many players Rico and I can name on Michigan State's roster.
Yeah, I mean,
no studying, no BS, time limit.
I'm like, okay, that's Dylan Tatum, that's Chuck Brantley, and that's Nick Marsh. And I'm assuming all of these other athletic brothers are on the team. I have no idea who they are.
The athletic brothers.
They was like, yeah, that's your secondary room. Okay.
Yeah. Who?
I didn't know.
Once again, another way Rico's wrecked everything. David, go ahead.
I'm watching the Olympics because what else am I going to watch? Another episode of The Office that I've watched 47 times. It's just something different.
And definitely not Tiger Baseball, even though they're back on TV, which is nice, but
it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Again, what do you want me to say? I mean, I brought it up yesterday, and it's probably the last time we bring up anything Tiger-related before, unless Jackson Job made a miracle start or something. It's all about the offseason. If they have another offseason like the last two, forget it. They have to begin behaving differently.
We're not following Max Clark?
No, because what you do in A-ball doesn't mean anything to me.
It was double A now, I thought.
No, it's high A.
It is high. It's
A-ish.
There's still not a second A there.
By the time you get to double A, you're two levels away from being at the level I need you at.
He's going to start next year in double A, and he still won't be on the major league team.
Close.
From Ryan, someone says, I've watched the Olympics nonstop since opening night. Who doesn't watch the Olympics? It's the highest level of competition.
In sports, no one cares about. The highlights was what Stoney showed me.
It's why they're called Olympic sports.
Right. Sports no one cares about. The sports I don't want to fund so I have more money for my football program.
It's wrestling on right now. That's important.
It's the 60% of the people who don't watch the Super Bowl. They watch the Olympics.
But they're losers. You have to watch
the Super Bowl. Realize they say the same about you.
That's fine.
Okay.
I watch football, a real sport that makes money. And those people watch fencing.
Here's the other beautiful thing about the Olympics, though. You're not going to like this, Mike, but it's kind of like horse racing. The events don't last that long.
Right.
So you don't have to sit there and invest 4 hours of your day. In 15 minutes, you can see everything you need to see.
Right, and there's a champion. Like, you sit down every night, you're going to see, like, a game seven of the World Series.
So, yeah, it's like when you watch the different horse races, you get the backstory on the trainers and on the horse.
Look at the white horse.
3 minutes
look at
later,
the gray horse.
That's fine.
The race is over.
That's fine.
No, I'm coming over to Mike's side. I love the Olympics generally, but I hate them now because I've just learned that that's why there are no new binge-worthy shows coming out.
No, it's true. They There's don't nothing on the Netflix.
Unveil them during the Olympics.
Oh.
So I'm
that's why they're waiting for the Connor Stallions doc.
Dateline paused because of the Olympics.
Yes. So I'm watching all the old Datelines, which are always great.
But I'm telling you, fear thy neighbor.
Fear thy neighbor. I got that down. All right.
You got to watch Drive to Survive.
No, it's a F1 racing. No.
You got to learn Wojo. Wojo likes mayhem and crime.
That's why he likes Michigan football.
I knew you were going to use that line again.
Wojo needs blood, gore, sex, and that's what I said.
Fear Thy Neighbor goes from, hey, how you doing there, Bob? And come on over for the barbecue, to there's a shotgun being cocked.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And there's deer dead in the backyard.
Now, was that a documentary?
No, it's a reenactment.
Yeah,
ooh, I like the reenactment.
It's true story reenactment.
Where was this at?
Mike gave me something called The Rookie or something.
It's on Max.
That's a good show.
Here's the problem. The Rookie is too mundane for Bob.
Is that the baseball movie? No.
With that Dennis Quaid?
I was trying to give him, he said just something easy to watch, like not that thought-provoking. I didn't realize everything had to be kidnapping and murder and, you know, Satan worship.
Yeah, those three are pretty good usually.
All right.
Yeah.
I can't have animal
sacrifice?
I've learned Wojo's taste. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
For sure.
And he's a big fan of malignant narcissists. All right. I'm just kidding. Everyone take it
here so I don't get fined. I just got, 45 more seconds
to
go.
Yeah, that's all you got. Well, I must admit, driving in, when Mike's little tease was, I was looking at the Olympic ratings, and I thought you were about to say, boy, are they bottoming out. And it's the opposite, which I did not realize either, that they're going through the roof. And it somewhat surprises me, too, because I haven't watched that
one. Peacock and NBC, the Peacock format is perfect.
Do you get a share of revenue from Peacock?
It is amazing. You're the only guy I know that likes to stream.
Excuse me?
It's the biggest pain in the ass.
Oh, hey, guys, I was watching Illinois Rutgers on Peacock,
It's the same reason why Mike hates going to streaming and back and forth. Once you're on the app, you don't have to leave the app.
I guess the app gives you 4K, which is kind of nice, too.
Yeah. But I can see all of the losing in 4K clarity.
There you go.
Mike,
you need some joy in
here. Hey, Mike, go ahead and download Peacock. Go ahead.
Yeah. I only do the streaming. I only do the streaming when I'm drinking beer a lot. That's the only time. That I ever.
So you got a healthy stream.
You guys are really okay.
I'm trying to get Rico to walk out.
I'm just happy you're not angry today.
No, I'm not angry at all. Please.
What is the lead?
Some lion stuff. You and your little mean Giants are picking on the little Lions.
Listen, we're
stop
terrible.
That crap.
We're terrible,
dude. How about your boy Neighbors?
I feel like he's all over the place. I feel like I've drafted Odell Beckham Jr. again.
Yeah, MVP.
Wow. Yeah,
MVP.
He's got 2 touchdowns. He's caught 17 of Justin
throwing
passes.
Punches.
Justin
in
who?
No.
Justin who?
Justin who? But Terry and Arnold got him in that one play. That led to the fight, right?
We're terrible.
He went after Kirby Joseph.
I know.
You punch him in the face.
Yeah, there you go. And you break your hand in the face mask. Why not? All over. But real quick, do you like the fights or no?
No.
You know what?
I don't really either.
I mean, they're pointless.
I know, but fans love them.
The MVP was Dan Skipper, who basically told Sewell, get the hell out of there. Okay, once you start making $200 million, you don't fight anymore.
Sewell's.
You pay our fines. No, you don't fight.
They're in New Jersey. The Giants were about to make Sewell disappear forever.
Once again, that's pretty easy to do around that stadium.
That's what I'm saying.
You make over $200 million, you pay our fines, you don't fight.
Maybe that's where Stallions put the hard drives.
Could be.
With Hoffa.
Right next to Hoffa's body.
Look at that. You find one, you find them both.
It's in the north end zone on the left pylon. That's what I grew up believing.
It's the old stadium, isn't it?
Yeah,
I thought it was buried under Macus Red Fox, which is now one of the Amos.
All right, I'm glad your voice.
Oh, God.
We're done.